This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnah Yisli L'Nishmas, my father, Moshe Yitzchok Ben Doiv, also L'Schus Refu Shalem V'Kol Chayli Am Yisrael, also L'Schus Kol Am Yisrael, especially those who are in the Sunnah B'Tzara V'Shivya. We're up to Maseches Shavuos, Perek Dalad Mishnah Zayin. We were talking in the previous Mishnah about Shavuos Ha'edus, two witnesses that are declining to give to testimony for someone, and he makes them swear. So if there are, depending upon what it is that they're speaking about, whether they're chayiv, even if they swear for this to make a carbon, even if they swear falsely, if they're chayiv, a carbon. So it turns out that there's only when you make a, when you're making a claim of money, and there's somehow or another can be money claimed to this. Also, there are other exceptions. So we're going to continue with that, where we're going to speak about particular exceptions. He, the man, is now going to the two witnesses, and he's going to the two witnesses, and he's saying to them, you need to swear that you don't have the testimony to say that I am a kohen. Tell Bezdin Edus that I'm a kohen, or Shani Levi that I am a Levi. Now a kohen can take Truma, a Levi can take Meiser. So therefore, it would seem that there's some kind of a claim of money. But if there were anything, he wouldn't have a specific claim. He wouldn't be able to take money from somebody specifically. Therefore, it's going to be Pata. She'eni ben Gerusha, that I'm not a son of a, even though I'm a Kayan, I'm not the son of a divorcee. Therefore, a person who's a son of a divorcee, who's a Kayan, would be not kosher to do avoida and not kosher to for the bekidashtoy about a kohen, meaning that he doesn't take matnas kuhuna, he doesn't have truma. She'eni ben chalutza, then I'm not, well, same thing. His mother didn't do chalitza before she got married to a kohen, and therefore he's able to be taken from trumas maisis, he's able to do avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. She'ish pleni kohen, that on a different person, that he's a kohen. Now we're going to sort of get into talking about if the claim is for someone else. Before we were talking about the claim is not for money, or not direct money. Now we're going to talk about if the kohen is someone else, if the claim is for someone else, that person is a kohen. Sheish pleni ena ben karusha, sheena ben chalutza, that person is not the son of either a divorcee or a person who the mother had chalitza first. Or even differently, if the claim is not for himself, if it's for a different person, and he's saying that you should give testimony that a person A owes person B money, not even me, but he's making them swear. So that's also not a type of a shuas edus that they would be chayev for. She'onas is pleni es bitoy, that person A was ma'anes, made a girl do an avera of this man's daughter. These two are two different people, not the person who's bringing them to Bezdin. And therefore, he doesn't have a claim in this. And therefore, it would not be chayev. Upita is bitay. Or if he was mefate, he convinced her to do avera. Another possibility or another scenario, chaval bibini, totally different concept. This is a person who is kimle b'din rabbanei, a person who's going to be put to death for what he did, and therefore he's not going to be chayev money anyway. Chaval bibini, a person is saying that these two edim should say edus, that the person's son hit him in a way that it made him bleed. And if it made him bleed, then he's chayev misa. If he's chayev misa, he's not going to owe any money. So it's not going to come out to anything anyway. Right? So you have here a person who makes a person bleed. If it's his parent, then he's not going to be chayev money because he is put to death. Or if it's done, let's say, on Shabbos, then it's going to be that, again, come limit the rabbinate, he has to be put to death because of Shabbos, and therefore he's not chayev money. Shechalva b'chaveri, a person who did this on Shabbos, we'll see in a second that it's talking about on Shabbos, a friend, not a son, made a chabura, something that brought out blood, shehidle gedishi, or he lit a fire onto my storehouse, my granary, but it was b'Shabbos. Those two things were done on Shabbos. Hare elu p'turim, and they swore that they weren't going to be able to tell any testimony. But it turns out that they did know the testimony, so therefore they should have that they swore. It turns out that they swore falsely. They're p'turim. They do not have to bring a carbon for that aveira. Yasher koyach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.